Now comes the data analysis phase. The data analysis phase involves analyzing the collected data and drawing conclusions from the same. The right approach to the process would be to focus on the organization's financial health, its capacity to deliver in future, its reputation and approach to the working. The team should also get a respect on the leadership of the organization. The analysis of due diligence findings depends upon a variety of factors. All the factors need to be considered and evaluated, and the organization should balance them to arrive at a decision. The report finalization phase is very important. After completion of the data collection and analysis, the due diligence team prepares the final report and submits the same to the investors. The conclusions are presented in the report becomes an integral part of the decision making and the negotiation process. And now comes the due diligence reporting phase. The due diligence report contains the key findings of the process. It is submitted to the management for consideration and adoption. The key features of the due diligence report could be: it should reflect a fair and independent analysis and evaluation of the financial and commercial information. It should ensure correction, analysis, and interpretation of financial, commercial, and tax information in detail. The report should provide properly reviewed and analyzed financial information to the bidders and various stakeholders. It should also provide feedback on auditing of the special purpose accounts. What can be the impact of due diligence reporting? It helps to clearly point out the potential risk and a company's current financial situation. If the reports are meticulously prepared and presented, they help save a lot of money, time, and effort for the management. Professional consultants take up a task to preparing due diligence report on behalf of the clients. They not only prepare a report, but also assist in making the sound decisions. It also helps the client save a lot of money, time spent on collecting and analyzing financial and commercial information. So now let's look at different types of due diligence. So what are the different types of due diligences? Based on the individual needs and requirements, companies undertake specific due diligence, and this due diligence can be a financial due diligence, a legal due diligence, an operational due diligence, IP due diligence, IT due diligence, and even a human resource due diligence. Let us see each one of them. A financial due diligence analyzes the financial performance of an entity both quantitatively and qualitatively. Financial due diligence involves evaluating a company's historical, current, and prospective operating results as disclosed in its historical, current, and projected financial statements, tax returns, and other information. Financial due diligence involves in-depth analysis of balance sheet, cash, marketable securities, receivables, inventory, repair expenses, and other current assets, as well as the value of the fixed assets. Financial due diligence also analyzes the assets and liabilities to be acquired in the future. What does a legal due diligence consist? A legal due diligence consists of a scrutiny of all or specific parts of the legal affairs of the target company with a view of uncovering and legal risk and provide the buyer with an extensive insight into the company's legal matters. Additionally, legal due diligence often improves the buyer's bargaining position and ensures that necessary precautions in the relationship transactions are also taken. The basic objectives of a legal due diligence exercise is to gather information from the target company, uncover the target company's strong and weak sides, relevant risk and advantages in connection with the transaction, minimizing the risk of unexpected situations, improving the seller's bargaining position, identifying the areas where presentations and warranties from the seller should be obtained in the acquisition agreement. The documents that legal due diligence aims at verifying includes the IT law and the IT contracts, the IP rights, the patents, copyrights, and other IP related documents, the company law, the finance, the employment law, the data protection law, the consumer protection law, as well as the general contract law. documents that legal due diligence aims at verifying includes the minutes and the consents of the board of directors and shareholders, confidentiality and invention assignment agreements to the employees, tax and financial documents, legal disputes and other kinds of conflicts, marketing practices, regulations, national and the EU competition laws, the public procurement law, etc. The findings of the legal due diligence process are very important. They summarize the due diligence report, offering a complete picture of the target company's legal situation. In addition to conveying a general overview, the report clearly identifies the areas that require particular attention, thereby making it easier to evaluate the impact of the legal findings on the acquisition as a whole. Further, the report often pinpoints those areas where specific representations and warranties are needed. What is an operational due diligence? An operational due diligence involves on-site analysis of daily processes of the target business and how the business operates. The analysis includes an evaluation of the key employees, managers, independent contracts, suppliers, and other factors that are necessary for the business to conduct the normal operations. Operations due diligence may also extend to conducting investigation outside of the actual business. Comprehensive operational due diligence enables a buyer who purchases a business to get a detailed understanding of how to manage the daily business operations, which in turn can lead to trouble-free transaction after the consummation of the acquisition. The seller can benefit from operational due diligence by identifying and implementing the changes necessary to increase the earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, and increasing the multiples due to the lower risk. Operational due diligence varies dramatically from target to target. It involves gathering information of a new product or service creation, the target's market, the basis in which a competition is waged, information on the sales force of the target, information on the number of employees and their functions. Now let us look at the IP due diligence. While evaluating the assets, one needs to carefully review the IP assets of the target company. It is imperative to conduct a thorough IP assets due diligence before engaging in investment because economies are becoming increasingly technology driven. IP due diligence should not be limited to the transactions involving the technology sector. Even traditional bricks and mortar enterprises own and rely upon the IP assets as an integral component of their business. A process of identifying all the IP assets, verifying ownership, and ensuring that they are free of encumbrances for the internet business use is fundamental for any merger, acquisition, or investment. Now, what are the goals of IP due diligence? The number one goal is to identify and locate the IP assets. The basic goal of IP due diligence is to identify and locate IP assets of the target. It could also include the patents and or the patentable subject matter, the copyrights, the trademarks, the domain names, the trade secrets, the inventions, the works of authorship, and even the hardware and the devices. Ascertain nature and scope of target's claimed rights in IP assets before deciding on the investment. Assessing the target's right in IP assets becomes important goal of IP due diligence. Evaluating variety of targets right on IP assets also becomes an important goal of IP due diligence. Evaluating any potential IP infringement claims also becomes a goal of an IP due diligence. Analyze any grant of IP rights made by the target also becomes a goal of IP due diligence. Now, how to conduct an IP due diligence effectively? For effective IP asset due diligence, certain elements need to be remembered. Number one, ensure right team composition. Number two, ensure that the IP due diligence plan reflects the importance of deal. Number three, take noting on faith and disclose all details correctly. Number four, verify all the information. Number five, understand relationship between the documents and the core business. And number six, ascertain the impact of foreign laws on the deal. Now, there are four main categories of intellectual property rights. They can be broken down into patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets. Let's look at this one by one. Number one, the patents. The steps to be taken while carrying out due diligence of patents: review all issued, pending, and abandoned patent application, both domestic and foreign. Examine all the patent searches conducted by or on behalf of the target. Confirm whether all the issued patents are being properly maintained. Review and calculate all the threatened or pending interferences. Evaluate the scope and nature of any transfer of rights. Investigate the underlying technology of the targets. What should be done in case of a trademark? What are the steps? Steps to be taken while carrying out the due diligence of trademarks include examining all the trademarks and the service marks used by the target. Examine all the trademarks and service marks registered by the target within the country and abroad. Examine both the geographic area of use and the data of the first use of the trademark in the given territory. Examine the prosecution files for any registration or pending applications. Review all the quality control manuals, files, or guidelines relating to the goods or services sold under the marks. Review all the trademark licenses, not only through trademark license agreements, but also through all other types of arrangements. What steps are to be taken in case of copyrights? Steps to be taken while carrying out a due diligence of copyrights include review of all the copyrighted work that the target has created, commissioned, or to which has acquired the rights. Evaluate all the work for hire agreements and contracts relating to the consulting services and development work. Review all the documents concerning copyrights registrations. Review all licenses related to copyrighted works used by the target. Review and evaluate the target's policy for identifying and protecting its copyrights in the works it develops or has developed. Review and re-evaluate the efforts undertaken by the company to avoid claims of copyrights infringement and obtain proper copyright clearances. Identifying and evaluating all actual or pending claims of copyright infringement asserted against the target. What are the steps in case of the trademarks? Steps to be taken while carrying out due diligence of trademarks are to obtain an inventory of all the material trade secrets utilized by the target. Determine whether non-disclosure agreements have been executed with key employees, consultants, and other individuals or entities having access to the target's confidential information. Determine whether non-compete agreements have been executed between the target and its key personnel. Review the employee record of key personnel. Consider impact of the recent arrivals and or departures of the key personnel. Evaluate the adequacy of exit interviews. Evaluate security policies including the physical, technical, and administrative security procedures employed by the target. Review and evaluate all the relevant agreements including the know-how licenses. Now let's look at the information technology due diligence steps. Four steps need to be taken towards the due diligence in case of a merger and acquisition. Number one, sending an IT request list to the target company. The IT due diligence request list provides plenty of insights prior to an on-site visit by the tech experts. Number two, complying on on-site discovery process outline to maximize the opportunity to discover relevant issues surrounding the company's technology and surrounding the initiate corrective measures. So one can actually initiate corrective measures once one comes to know all these discoveries. The third step, conducting a review of the requested materials, prepare a questionnaire to gain more insight during the visit. And the fourth step, scheduling and coordinating the on-site visit to share the basic information, discuss the IT due diligence process, provide the GIO, GTO an opportunity to ask the questions. So these are the four steps that are included in the information technology due diligence. Now let's look at the steps in an human resource due diligence. Human resource due diligence is a process that aims at assessing the contribution of the HR function to the success of the business in purchasing, outsourcing, or even market testing environments. While HR due diligence involves valuing the contribution of HR, the HR reviews involve an in-depth approach to meeting the specific objectives and in terms of reference to increase the strategic alignment, effectiveness, and the efficiency of the HR function. Human resource due diligence helps in various ways, such as establishing a link between the organized objectives and the HR function, determining the HR's influence on the skills and motivation of the workforce, determining the manager's views of the HR function, ascertaining the outcome produced by the HR deliverables, measuring the adequacy of HR measures, metrics, and benchmarks, ascertaining the total cost of the HR function and industry comparisons, ascertaining the HR team structure, skills, and motivation. HR due diligence forms the basis of providing the strategic business support on various areas such as the organization culture, the executive compensation and golden parachute contracts, the collective bargaining agreements and potential change of ownership liabilities, the defined benefits and contribution pension plans. HR due diligence forms the basis of providing strategic business support on post-retirement benefits, retention and severance plans, health and welfare insurance structure and reserves, HR functional structure and service delivery, HR information system, as well as the employment litigation. Human resource due diligence aims at seeking answers to certain issues like analyzing HR structure and policies in the target company, ascertaining whether the target company possesses the human resources to support the products, technologies, markets, or the goodwill. It also aims at seeking answers to evolving an action plan to retain the key individuals after the merger, evolving a strategy action plan to integrate the target company's HR process and cultivate with the buyer company quickly and smoothly. It also aims in seeking answers to evaluating the right approach information to make the staffing and organization decisions quickly, visualize the skills, experience, knowledge, specific industry experience and contracts that may be lost post-merger, determine the impact of these potential losses and designing coaching, employee development, and recruitment plans to replace the key competencies. Now let's look at the litigation analysis. When one company sells or otherwise transfers all its assets to another company, the successor is not liable for the debts and thoughts liabilities of the processor. The successor may be liable, however, under certain circumstances, such as if the successor has expressly or implicitly agreed to the assumed liability, if the transaction is a merger or a consolidation, if the successor is a mere continuation of the predecessor, if the transaction was fraudulently designed to escape the liability, the buyer must be alert to treat to the threat of the possible litigation from various stakeholders. Now, an important question: does due diligence ensure against merger and acquisition failure? Many mergers and acquisitions fail due to inadequacy of traditional due diligence process as well as the limited extent and duration of the process. Buyer needs to ensure that due diligence process continues even after the deal is completed. To avoid disappointments, certain points need attention through post-acquisition due diligence, such as due diligence involving financial issues, due diligence involving organizational records, due diligence involving legal compliance, due diligence involving interaction of contracts, due diligence involving information systems, due diligence involving key customers and the suppliers. And now comes the important point of the due diligence team. One of the key requirements in validating a possible merger and acquisition is a strong due diligence team capable of carrying out a quick and effective review of the assets after the confidentiality agreement has been attained. The composition of an effective due diligence team will vary greatly depending on the asset to be reviewed. If the team lacks the right persons, the very purpose of due diligence stands defeated. So what are the attributes of the members of an effective due diligence team? Number one, the first-hand experience in the industry to which a target belongs. Number two, the team should have experts from different areas. Number three, the team should be capable of quickly identifying both the positive and negative aspects of the property to be acquired, and the members should be willing to carry out a site visit to evaluate the current condition of the assets to be acquired. Some more attributes can be: the members should possess excellent negotiation skills. The team members should have time to lead the project and serve as the team members. The team should be co-located within a secure environment. The team should be familiar with the strategic and financial rationale behind the acquisition. The team should be trained to identify and zero in on specific issues. So more attributes could be: care should be taken to develop and communicate the rules of engagement between the diligence team and the target company. The team should get analytical tools and techniques to complete its task within the allotted time and the budget. There must be a healthy flow of information from the due diligence team to the integration planning team to ensure that diligence, rationale, and data analysis are properly leveraged. Three themes of failure. Due diligence is a challenging task, and quite often the team handling the task goes off track, giving disastrous results. There are three themes of failure that most often derail the due diligence exercise. Number one, failure to focus on the key issues. Number two, failure to identify new opportunities and risk. And number three, failure to allocate adequate and right resources. So these are the three themes of the failure. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Due diligence is the purpose of evaluating a prospective business decision by getting information about the financial, legal, and other material state of the party, other party involved. It involves investigation and evaluation of a management team's characteristics, investment philosophy, and terms and conditions prior to committing capital, and is undertaken to determine the value of its subject and unearth any current or potential issues. Thank you.